The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What happened on your week while we were on vacation? We always come back and tell you all the things that, you know, whatever happened. But what happened while we were gone to you that you think we should hear? 1-800-947-3979. Now, Kelly was in Europe. Howings went to Toronto.
I did. I went to Toronto was that and Niagara Falls.
As out of the blue as it seemed?
We decided to do that on Thursday night, and we left at 10 a.m. Friday morning.
Okay, so yes, it was. I'm like, did you just keep that? Was that a classic Hot Wings secret? Like, well, I've been planning it for 3 years.
There were a couple of things that I was like, we could do this or that. But yeah, we hadn't really talked about it. And so, yeah, it was pretty last minute. We had a blast, though. There were a couple of snafus along the way. But getting into Canada was no problem. I had my passport. The boys had their birth certificates. I had a little note from their mom that said, I know he's taking them to Canada. It's not kidnapping.
Right.
Like, they recommend that. The State Department.
They do?
Says,
oh, do they?
They said, like, okay. If you're only traveling with one parent.
I was like, geez, are you paranoid?
No.
I guess that makes sense.
They recommend that you have a letter from the other parent who isn't present that says, yes, I am aware that they are going.
Yeah, no one could fake that.
And I had a photocopy of her driver's license, and her telephone number was around. They didn't even ask for that.
I don't think
we looked particularly sketchy.
Right.
Especially because the kids are a little older. So, so we went over there, and man, we had a great time. We first got there, and we did a Minecraft experience just outside of Toronto.
Oh, wow.
I knew the kids would have a good time with that. And so then we went to the hotel, and they played in the pool, and then we went to bed. And then I woke up at about 5:15 in the morning, and I glanced over at my phone, and I noticed that I had a series of text messages. I'm like, who's been texting me all night? I'm like, well, maybe it's like Kelly overseas or whatever, and maybe it's something cool. And I start to look, and I realize that it's from my mobile carrier.
Uh-oh. Did you forget to...
Like, so it turns out that international roaming is a thing, guys.
Yeah, but So
at 5:15, I start reading my text messages that started rolling in at 12:24 a.m., about an hour and a half after we went to sleep. It says, your next mobile bill will include at least $100 in international roaming charges.
In the same minute,
I got the second text that said, your next mobile bill will include at least $274 in international roaming charges.
Oh, God.
1 a.m., your next Xfinity mobile bill will include at least $489 in international roaming.
No.
1:53 a.m., we're not even awake anymore. Like, this is just...
How is it still going up?
It's figuring it out. We used so much, it was taking the AI that much time, apparently. So anyway, then I got one that said 528.
Okay.
Then I got one at, let's see, what time are we up to? 4:16 a.m. Your next mobile bill will include at least 612.
Oh, my God.
And we finally got up to 716 at 5:15 a.m. When it stopped, when it caught up with itself, because then I realized, oh, my God, because as soon as I saw the first one, I was like, oh, no. I mean, I used a GPS all the way there.
Grayson's playing music.
Grayson is streaming, you know, I don't know, movies,
Liam's
in the back doing stuff.
Any app that's open, you're roaming. You know what's crazy, Hot Wings, is a travel pass is like I know this sounds astronomical, but it's like $10 a day.
It's five.
Yeah, I know. I bought the 30-day plan for my 10 days abroad, and it was $80 to get like everything just in case.
So your choice was $5 a day or $674 for just
hours.
The trip there?
No. Oh. $716.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I forgot
so
the last one.
So now, thank God. I mean, I'm like beside myself. I'm the only one awake. The kids are sound asleep and I'm laying there like I've just found out that my dad was Jesus or something. You know what I mean? What? And so I waited a little while and then I looked at the links and it says, if you want to do this. And I go, okay. So I got in contact with them and I go, hey, yeah, I got a lot of charges and I really need to turn this like roaming thing on, you know, like I'd like to prepay the rest of this vacation.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here like three more days. Could.
Yeah.
And, so the guy was very nice and, he said, yeah, give me a minute. He comes back and he goes, would you feel better if I said that you only had to pay half of that? And I said, oh my God. Yeah. That'd be great. Thank you. And he goes, how about if you paid none of it? And I go, that'd be even better. And he goes, I took care of it. Don't worry about
really?
It.
Really?
This happens awesome. All the time. And also, there's like an upgrade that you just haven't had yet. You didn't. So I changed your plan. It doesn't change the cost. But now you can go to Canada and Mexico and not worry about it. And I went, I don't plan to do either of those anytime soon again anyway. But that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Dang, you
so
got
they
lucky.
Oh, my God. I was panicked. You should have seen. Because then at this point, the kids are up. And I'm like, the first thing I said is, guys, I have bad news. You cannot use your devices at all unless it's on Wi-Fi. Like, you can't.
And
you
this
just
is
can't.
The worst news ever.
I can't afford the rest of this vacation if this is how it's going to go. So, yeah, that was a terrifying moment. That was a terrible start to the vacation. But the rest of it was a blast. We went to the CN Tower. I thought I was going to have to punch a homeless man.
Ooh, why?
He was following us down the streets of Toronto. We were walking down to the shoreline to Lake Ontario, and this guy was just getting in everyone's faces, and then he was really getting in ours, and he's following me like 2 feet behind me, and he's swearing, he's saying the F word, he's like talking S about my kids, and obviously he was unhinged.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to just stay between my kids and him, and I'm saying, just keep walking, guys, just keep walking, ignore. And like, we're trying, but this lasts like 2 blocks.
Oof.
And I finally turned around and I did exactly what you should never do, which is antagonize the crazy homeless man.
Yes.
Because I should have tried to be calm about it and said, sir, or whatever. But I just turned around and I go, back off! And I screamed at this guy. That didn't help. So then he just kept following us and we finally lost him eventually. And then he was down at a park doing it to everyone. But I really thought, because he was really close. And
that
I'm
would
like,
be very
I think,
uncomfortable.
I think I might have to punch a guy, and I'm in a foreign country, and I'd rather not.
Right, and you just found out you can't use your devices.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't even call anyone.
This trip is much more expensive than I thought, and now you're harassing my family. Leave me alone.
But the rest of the vacation was a ton of fun. Toronto was fun. Niagara Falls was fun. Aquariums were fun. It was good.
It is pretty good.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy, you went to Lake Maitland for a little bit.
Yes, indeed, he
did. That sounds weirdly dirty.
It does.
Unintentionally so, but I see what your point. Your point is good. Yep. You went with Maitland to her dad's house.
Yes.
On the party lake.
Yes, yep. So May had been there most of the week, as she will and tell you about. But I was there I got there Thursday afternoon. I was there all Friday, and then we left early Saturday morning. And right when I got there on Saturday, I had a long drink in my hand, as is. And then I kind of stayed that way the entire evening. I had some hot dogs and ice cream on Thursday night.
You don't need to tell us everything you consumed.
oh,
we're looking for a vibe here, not a list of things Tommy ate.
Okay, well then the next morning, since we're gonna talk about what I drank instead, instantly went to this really cool farm place thing that had drinks. And I had this red, white, and blue.
Maitland, what is he talking about?
He's talking about this bakery, cider mill kind of place that is 5 minutes from my dad's house. And all the local kids come up working there and everything. But they have hard ciders and beers. So
gotcha.
We went there as soon as they opened to try to get some donuts. But the donut line was really long. So we were like, let's go upstairs and have a beer and wait it out. It was 10 a.m.
So you went there for donuts and instead settled for beer.
Yes. So, yeah. Tommy, what'd you get?
Oh, I got this, like, red, white, and blue drink that had, like, raspberry, strawberry. It was really yummy. And the mate got a blue one that had other fruits.
Blue fruits.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, I was hoping you'd jump in there.
No, mine was a bomb pop one.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But it was blue.
So, yeah, so then it just kind of kept going. The drinks just kind of kept rolling the entire day. And by like 1 o'clock, I'm like, mate, I got to get off this boat. I am getting motion sick. I think that all of my drinks from yesterday are still doing their thing. And I've had plenty today. And so I went back and I dipped and I went and took a nap and had now,
Maitland, at your house, that's sacrilege, right? That's a party foul.
I guess we just said, we were like, I guess we should have warned him we were going to be on a boat all day, because we didn't. We just were like, oh, yeah, he knows. He's coming out to the lake. He knows he's going to be on a boat.
All day?
I mean, we got out there noonish.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Until when?
Until, like, we finally came in to eat dinner at, like, 8:30.
What about bathrooms? It's big enough that you just go on the boat?
You pee in the lake.
And if someone has to take a dump?
Well, then you go back, and we have some friends around who you could be like, hey, can we come drop a deuce in your bathroom?
You have to pee in the lake.
I mean, you don't have to, but most people do.
Honestly,
that's
if
what
I went
most
with
people
you,
do on boats.
Yeah. But if I went out with you for that 8 hours, I would feel like a hostage after 2 hours.
That's a long time with no dock break. Like, I mean,
oh no, we would go like back to the dock and we would go on land and swim and stuff like that. But we would sit on the boat and eat snacks and whatever.
Okay, not so bad then.
Not as bad.
Yeah, at one point I looked over and Tommy is just kind of like, he's rubbing his eyes a lot, and I was like, man, did you hit my dad's friend's joint or something? Like, you look so tired or so stoned. What is going on? And he's just like, I just think I'm having a hard time waking up this morning.
Oh, it's like a little toddler when they're ready for their nap. Yeah. Start rubbing their
put
eye.
Himself to bed.
Yeah.
Or you're
all
wrapped up in a towel
with fists.
Like, guys, that's how it felt, really. So I then went back and immediately threw up. Yeah. Oh yeah. And for
so you
breakfast,
weren't wrong.
No, yeah.
Just like a toddler.
Yeah. And for breakfast, we had a pickle pizza. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Right.
And
okay.
So,
I mean, those are good, but not then, probably.
Yeah, it was great the first time. Not much better the second time.
Hot chunky pickles. Yeah.
So went to bed, slept for like an hour and a half straight, woke up, and like 5 minutes later, May had texted me, and she's like, hey, man, are you alive? And I'm
we're
like,
we're doing shooters.
Yeah, I got back, and mate's like, yeah, we're doing good now. And I walked up and... they definitely done some shooters. They were drunk. I was like, the vibe has completely changed since I left.
You leave, it's casual, hanging out on the boat. You come back and it's sloppy pirates.
Oh, yeah.
So you've sobered up a little bit and the others have gone the opposite.
Yeah, I walked up and made
you had to expect that.
I mean,
you don't start at 10 a.m. and then call it off at 1 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I walked up, Maitland's dad puts both of his hands and he goes, look who's back! And I was like, it's me! And then another long drink magically appeared in my hands. I don't know how that happened. And also the red, white, and blue Smirnoff. Shout out to them, because they made an appearance this weekend, too.
That's the way. No one knows how to celebrate America like Russia.
Yeah. But yeah, I had a great time, got a good tan, drove a boat. Thank you, Chet. Had no idea what I was doing, but that man gave me his boat and we drove around.
Yeah. You're taking your life in your own hands, getting onto a boat with a guy named Chet.
I know. Right?
We stopped at this.
Do you know this Chet?
My dad does.
Okay.
Vaguely. Sorry, Chet. I don't like you that much.
Me and Chet are homies.
A guy named Chet who owns a boat on a lake sounds like a guy who would talk about high school a lot still.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Maitland, some people say it just fits.
And for the record, Maitland, you said he does?
Yeah. I don't talk to him that much, but I can assume.
Yeah. Seems safe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll start second baseman on a baseball team.
But yeah,
we went 3-25.
Yeah, but I made the all-star team.
We stopped
runner-up squad.
We stopped at this island that's in the middle of our lake that we all grew up parking our boats on and everything, and things have changed over the years. We end up out there, and yeah, Chet's like, Matt, Maitland, everybody, what's up? And he had met Tommy earlier in the day before, and so then he had asked Tommy if we had let him drive the boat at all since he had been there, And Tommy was like, it can't be that hard. It's just steering and throttle, right? And so then Chet, yeah, was like, oh, go ahead, get on my boat, see if you can drive it. And so then my friend and I turn around and we turn back. And there's just, Tommy goes, bye, guys. And he's driving away by himself on Chet's pontoon. He was like, take it around the island once and bring it back.
Without him on there?
Without him on there.
He was on there to start. And then he said, all right, see it. I said, wait, you're not going to stay? I'm like, actually, first he suggested I drive someone else's boat. It wasn't even his. I'm like, I'm not going to. No, if I crash a boat, it's going to be yours, dude.
It's lawless. Tommy, you should steal a boat.
He's like, no, it's okay. I got permission for this. I'm like, not for me. But yeah, I almost parked it kind of good and then turned around and it was like floating away. I'm like, mate, can you go repark that, please?
Floating away? Like,
he didn't beach it quite right.
Not quite.
Oh, you're supposed to beach it.
Yeah.
No anchor in it.
Nah.
At one point, Maitland told us off the air that Tommy had said, I should have brought a book. And your reaction was,
no books!
No books! Party only!
I ended up bringing the book when I came back, and that didn't even get opened because that's just not
how
it works.
How do you open it with two long drinks in your hand?
Exactly. See, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking like Lake Life. Woohoo! Lake Life.
All right. What happened to you while we were gone? 1-800-947-3979. That, and I assume you have stories from Europe that you're going to share.
Yeah, I'll share some of them.
What about
just some of them?
Are you going to share the one about the 7 to 12 Italian dwarfs?
They're not dwarfs.
No.
Okay. One of them.
No, we're a cult.
One of them looked like Harry Potter with his glasses on, and then he took them off, and he looked like Pedro Pascal. And let me tell you something, I ain't been right since.
So he was like Italian Clark Kent Superman?
Yes.
Like,
I swear to God, he took his glasses like off, and my pants were down. I don't know what's happening.
That is, right? Wow. That's a hot start.